Seattle mayoral candidates Carrie Moon and Jenny Durkin met last night in a live televised debate. At a viewing party on Capitol Hill, there was applause as Moon pledged to stop homeless sweeps and fund high-speed internet. But Durkin got the applause when she pledged tax cuts for small business startups and opposed public funding for any new sports arena. KUOW's Amy Radel has more.
Tuesday's Capitol Hill viewing party was packed with young professionals who gave their full and serious attention to the back and forth between the candidates. Supporters of urban planner Carrie Moon seemed to be the majority at Optimism Brewing as the night began. Some people said they'd already voted for Moon, even though ballots were just delivered. Randy Ang said he's concerned about homelessness, the opioid crisis, and housing, and he saw former U.S. Attorney Jenny Durkin as a status quo candidate.
I feel that Durkin has a lot of the same opinions and stances on issues that Ed Murray did. And I'm not a huge fan of Ed Murray.
Christine Van Egren said she's worried she'll never be able to own a home in Seattle. She's also favoring Moon.
Like, just gut feel, she seems more in touch with local Seattle, whereas I feel like Jenny Durkin, she seems a little too, like, part of the big machine.
Carly Horst said she came to the debate already as a firm Moon supporter.
I've lived here all my life, and I'm really scared of being pushed out because of the rising costs in rent. And besides that, homelessness is such a huge issue too. And so the fact that that's a major part of her platform, I like that about her a lot.
But then there was Preston Bradley. He says he moved to Seattle from New York and wants transit to get better so he doesn't have to drive here. He seemed almost apologetic when he claimed to be leaning towards Durkin.
Moon is a little too far for me, but it makes me feel like a total right-wing person to say that. But I'm like, no, I've always been a lefty. So I'm trying to figure out where I sit. I did the little Seattle Times quiz, and I'm like, right in the middle.
In this Moon-friendly crowd, one of Durkin's responses prompted groans of disbelief when she was asked which other candidates for mayor she would consider hiring for her administration.
So I would hire Carrie Moon, you know? And if I get there, because I think that she's got some great ideas.
Ms. Moon, would you accept a job in a Durkin administration?
All due respect to the political skills of my opponent, I don't think so.
But as the debate ended, more people in the crowd said they were considering voting for Durkin. Shannon Kelly says she's watched multiple debates between the two candidates, and on this night, Durkin's answers made her pause.
And she had a lot more specific examples that she didn't have previous times, so that I'm now more interested in looking at her again.
Steve Trakanowicz says he came undecided and is leaning towards Durkin now. He said homelessness in Seattle is the biggest issue on his mind.
She has more of the experience and more attainable policies. I think I agree more with the long-term vision of a lot of Carrie Moon's policies, but I'm afraid that reaching for the stars will in the short term stall out progress and leave us in a worse position than we might otherwise be.
But the voters that the candidates might find hardest to motivate are the ones who would be content with either one of them in office, like Kate Allspa. She says she's leaning Durkin, but she likes them both.
I'm honestly proud to live in a city where I get to choose from two women like that for mayor.
On Capitol Hill, I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.